Obviously, Novak maybe not his best today with the injury.
Yeah, for me it comes as a bit of a surprise to be in the finals, you know, again of the tournament this year, especially the first one on clay. But of course, I'll take it, you know, and I feel like I have put in the performance to be there and gave myself the opportunity this week. So I'm very happy with my play. And of course, I did see that. No, I was struggling at one point, you know. I don't know exactly what the problem is. Maybe you guys could tell me more. But, you know, for me it was more just making sure that from my side I was playing a good, solid, tough match with some good defensive play sometimes, but mostly tried to stay on the offensive as much as I could. And I think I was able to deliver from my side, which was key. And now I set up the dream finals for Stan and myself and for Swiss tennis and the Swiss fans. So it's... it's very exciting times right now.
Where is in English?
You said you didn't know exactly what Novak had, but you noticed that he had a long...
No, I didn't.
Of course, I didn't. Since you just said that.
But the problem can be from here to here.
Yeah, so you couldn't understand from the way he was playing if there was some problems on his serve, more than on his forehand or so. There was no chance to understand.
Yes and no. Exactly, no, I only answered, so I don't know. Okay, I don't quite know.
And about this Swiss final, I mean, what is your comment on that? I mean, and what do you remember of the match that you lost to Wawrinka, which is the only one you lost to him here in Monte Carlo, but you were coming after some important moments of your life?
Well, first of all, I think it's incredible that we are in a finals together, same week that we've been playing well for some time now, and that it matches up at the same tournament, in a big tournament like this, that we're able to have this moment together on a center court. It's so rare. I know that Spaniards have it, French guys have it, all that stuff, Americans might have it, but for us it's so rare. Last time was 14 years ago. I played so many matches in the meantime, and at one point you think it's never going to happen again. Not that you think of it all the time, but we've played many times, quarters, semis, sometimes second rounds, but this one is clearly very special, especially with the way he's been playing the last few months and the number of hours we spent together on court, either playing doubles or practice or the times we've taught tennis. You know, it's nice living a moment like this together in a finals. It's really wonderful. So from that standpoint, I think it's going to be a great day tomorrow. I'm very happy for him that he's playing so well again, you know. He went through a little like a tough in Wells in Miami, but it's not an easy swing there, so it's nice for both of us playing well right off the bat here when we play.
About
the match I played?
With him
5 years ago? Yeah, I mean, it was, I think it was rainy conditions, similar to what we experienced maybe tomorrow. Yeah, it is true. It was kind of like I was basically on my honeymoon. I married on a Saturday and I came over here and I played him like on Thursday. So I just wanted to get some matches and see how it went. And I think Stan played well. It was one of those matches. I never kind of got into it. Stan was better. And the match was over before I even felt all right, you know. And credit to him to take advantage of the moment, you know. But we know each other so well, and I know I have a good head-to-head against him, but I don't read that much into him. He's a different caliber player now, and I'm sure it's going to be tougher tomorrow.
Sure. Can you say, I think the first question said you were a bit surprised to reach the final. Obviously, you accepted the wild card invitation. Does that mean you're pleasantly surprised at your level? Is that what you mean? Or?
Yeah, it's just overall, you know, that I'm able to move as well as I'm moving, that beating, you know, good guys consistently now. That's not the surprise, but I think everybody hopes to play well here, but don't quite expect it. You know, they don't come in and say, "All right, I want to make a finals or I want to make a win." There's only maybe one or two guys that feel that way. Probably know, like a Rafa. The rest are all very happy if they make it to the finals. So for me, that's kind of how I felt here. But you know, before this match, clearly, I wanted to take advantage of the fact that I'm playing well, and in the semis, enough matches under my belt now here on clay, so I kind of knew that if I did play well and things played out alright for me, that I had my chance, and that's exactly what happened. Fair enough, I wasn't 100%, but that's not my mistake, so I just got to focus on my game, and I hope I can keep it up for one more match tomorrow.
That's it.
Comment tu vois ce match?